Let's continue with the Seder, some halachic perspectives in situations where needed, agada, etc. First of all, ideally, we know that the Seder, different than every Shabbos and Yom Tev, that the halacha not only provides but also encourages to begin and to accept Shabbos and Yom Tev earlier than the time as arrives on the calendar. The mitzvah for lehagdim Shabbos, Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yom Tev, etc. Here comes the and therefore on every Shabbos and Yom Tev, you can daven ma'ariv even ili. Some Lubavitcher communities they don't do it, but in the world in halacha it's very accepted. You daven Kabbalah Shabbos in order to be able to go home and start a Suda Shabbos with Mishpacha and friends. When it comes to Pesach, so the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning of the Halachos of the Seder, starts by saying that when it comes to Pesach, you cannot start Kiddush earlier. And the reason is, as he brings the Shulchan Aruch, because by Pesach, we have a mitzvah which it says, Ve'ochles abosol balaylo azeh. Balaylo means balaylo mamesh. And we are makish, the mitzvah of matzah, and moror to the mitzvah of korban Pesach. So every mitzvah which has to do with Pesach has to be at nightfall, which means Pesach Echovim, not earlier. Kiddush on Pesach is different than every Kiddush of Shabbos and Yom Tov. What's the major difference? The Kiddush of Pesach is one of the Dalet Kaisers, which is one of the specific mitzvahs of Pesach night. And therefore, Zogt al Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that we cannot make Kiddush on Pesach earlier because of this concept. So in an ideal situation, you can gather the people around you, starting from Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is a show of Rebbe Zman is before the Shkia. And you can offer them something to eat. And you can put a tefillah with them. And give a drasha, daf ma'ariv, mit halev, and then start a seder. But then we have situations which it's not going to work. If you're going to call people to come to a seder which starts at 9 o'clock at night, they're not going to show up. So we are looking, how can we resolve this situation according to halacha? So here is a suggestion, which is based on halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and the suggestion is to separate Kiddush from the Dalet Kaisers. In other words, we're giving you the opportunity to start the experience of Pesach. You can start Yom Tov, just like you're accepting Yom Tov betfila, you can accept Yom Tov yearly. That's not the issue. The issue is the mitzvah sayoyim. So Kiddush on its own, if you can divide, if you can detach Kiddush from the rest of the Dalet Kaisers, so it's okay. Question is, where do we find such a concept of separating Kiddush from the Dalet Kaisers? So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a halacha, which talks about somebody who did not have wine. Situation, ein lo yayin, in tof pei gimel seif aleph. So what do you make Kiddush on? You make Kiddush on matzah, just like on Shabbos, you make Kiddush on the lechem mishnah. And there's a whole discussion how exactly he does the yachatz and the magid, etc. That person who doesn't have wine, does he fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Your other name. Yup. Is that Kiddush one of the Dalet Kaisers? Obviously not, because he's not drinking wine, he's making Kiddush on matzah. So we see that in essence this concept exists of making Kiddush, and Kiddush should not be one of the Dalet Kaisers. And that is what we are going to suggest here. Not my suggestion, it was already introduced previous years. It's known as Rabbi Chaim Sholem Deitch, who was the one who got involved in finding, in resolving this idea, mainly in Russia and in Ukraine. So you can gather Yoilam, and you can start Kiddush as early as you want, like I said, not before Plaga Mincha. You find out when it's an hour, when a quarter of an hour before Shkia, you can make Kiddush. And during the after Kiddush, you can offer them food. The only thing that you're not going to be able to do is give him neither matzah nor wine. That has to be balayla. And you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kaddish was done. Question is, what do you do now? Ogizok Kiddush. Was tut man yes? Salang et zayt. So food, you can give them the first course, the fish course. If you have soup, you can give them the second course. The third course, I would suggest you to wait for later if you still want to keep the crowd for the mitzvahs of Achilas Matzah and Dalet Kaisas, Altos, for später. And during that time, you can also say parts of the Agada. Because there are parts of the Agada which are mitzvahs alayla, which are required to be said at night, and then there is parts of the Agada which you can say yulia, with meaning it's not choyva. Where do we have this discussion of parts of the Agada? So first of all, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the first public seder is not introduced here in the last couple of years. The first public seder was introduced by the Rif, was the Aganto Simen Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Pei Dalet, and the Simen is called Misha Roitzer Lases a Seder Beharbe Botim. Why would somebody want to make a seder in Harbe Botim? So the Alter Rebbe begins, read you the first two lines. It's from the Rif. Mishaloitzer lases a seder ba'aber botim lefi she'ein bo'em misha yodea lekadesh ve'leim ara akode ve'hale lubirkas amozei ve'tzorich leitzir v'dei chavosa. Keitza nisnaik! Also the ganze meisef in a public seder. There are people in the times of the Rif, before America assimilation, which was spoken before, which don't know how to make Kiddush, and they don't know how to say the Agada, and they don't know how to say Halei, and they don't know how to bench. But you are a shliach, and you want to make a seder for them. So the Shulchan Aruch gives you options, what to do. And the Shulchan Aruch specifically goes into a situation where you are conducting your own seder individually. Like many of the Bachrim I know through the years, are also considering doing the public seder like Rabbi Jacobson mentioned before, and then go through your own seder with other kavanas and the yichudim, with the mekemers and the agoyas and the rebbe's agoda. So the Shulchan Aruch introduces what to do and how to do. When it comes to the agoda, look at the Alter Rebbe saying, this is people who don't know. V'achar kach v'emol lifnei manishtano. He says to them, because they don't know. V'kol agoda. The all agoda, beloshen shehei mevinim. You say it, English, Spanish, Russian, whatever language they understand. That's how you're supposed to tell them the agoda. Just reading agoda without knowing what you're saying, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of magid. So this is the kol agoda. This is people that can see it and hear the all agoda in English. Then after that comes and he adds. Oy, yefareish lohem o inyan shetzorich loimal mi'ikar adin. You're not even telling them the Agada bechlal. You mefareish lohem o inyan. The Agada has a inyan. Every paragraph of the Agada discusses a concept. A concept of makos, a concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That concept you have to explain them. Not read for them, not translate to them. There's three ways you can read something. You can read it the way it's written, whether in Hebrew or in a, you can't read Hebrew letters, so you're going to use a transliteration, but you're still reading Hebrew. Then you can read it in English. This is Beloshu Shem Evinim. And then there is Yifarei Shleim Ha'inyan. You have to study the Agada. You can present them the Agada Beloshu Shem Evinim. But there is parts of the Agada which has to be at night. What is the parts of the Agada? So you go back to earlier in Tofai and Gimel, where the Rebbe talks about Noshim and Ktanim. Noshim are obligated also by Mitzvah Salayla. And the Rebbe applies the Aloha of Noshim and Ktanim to people who don't know how to make their own Seder. And don't talk to the Rebbe that Mi'ikar Adin, there is the main parts of the Agada, it's not so short, but it's not so long either, is to, obviously you start in Manishtano, and Avodim Oyinu. The four sons is not a part of the mitzvah of Agada Balayla. This you can do early before Kiddush, or if you made an early Kiddush. You can talk to them about the Chacham and the Rashi and read it. For the same thing, the different opinions, how the makos went and Yamsu, was it Biyad and Biyod Agdayod, is Esther, Yes Aglili and Rav Akiva, and they all along the sin, if it's in the Chaymer or in the Yuli or in the Tzura, the all discussions is also not a part of Iker Mitzvah Sagod. The song that we all sing at the Seder, Dayenu, is vital nishkin chelik for the Iker Agode. The Iker Agode is this Avodimoyinu Manishtano, and then there is the Drashas Agode, which is called Drashas Lovon Maisel Lovon Arami. The Gemara says that the Agode has to be Matchil Begnus and Messiah Beshmach. Machlek is Rav Shmuel. If you Matchil Begnus, you go back all the way to Lovon, or you start with the story of Mitzrayim. And we pass on like both of them. So we start Avodim Oyinu. So how does Agoda work? In Agoda, you take basically six psukim in Parshas Kisavoy, Parshas Bikurim, and every word of it gets expanded on. Beyot Chazaka means this and this. Rav means this and this. Amuleinu means, you know, everything means something. This is a part of Mitzvos Agoda. Does that mezon banach? So as I said before, so now if you have time before nightfall, so you can say the Abba Banim, and you can sing Dayenu, you can even sing Veisha Omdo, and that's all is going to be fine and well, not to be repeated later at night. Okay, so we started with Kiddush. We all know that Kiddush needs to have a Suda, Kiddush Mokim Suda, so we said that you're going to do the Mokim Suda, you can be Yoitzer, at least in these times of Shasat Chak, with eating the fish, the salads and the soup. You're not going to have matzah, so again, aloha lemaisa, you cannot use mokim suda by eating food which are not mezainas or agafen. Obedo is the opinion which the Mishabura brings in the Shabbos, opinion from the Shulte Geboirim that b'shasat chak can be yoitze with peiros, also for the mokim suda, so you're going to rely on the Shulte Geboirim. If this is not enough, there's a primogodim, which actually brings the sins by yayin. The Gemara uses the word, the term soid, satisfies and sustains a person. And the same term is found in the Gemara regarding dates, tmorim. So the primogodim wants to say that by tmorim, given the soid, so maybe we should be able to be yoytze mokim suda. So if you have dates, kosher the Pesach, and you give it to them after Kiddush, Ostezicher in Akoponim with the Primogodim, Shulten Geboirim. So you have a bunch of opinions that you can rely for them to fulfill the Mokim Suda, which is actually going to come later, only once the Matzah is going to come out. The fact that it takes so long, Nishkin Grace of Shaila, especially on Pesach night, we always take time between Kiddush and the actual Suda. Mesokt of the Agode, with Karpas, with Yachas, with Manishtano. So the time frame is, as the Poskim already discussed, seems is not a big issue at Pesach because everything is leading to the Suda. So Kiddush and Mokim Suda, when you are making an etzek, when you're making an interruption after Kiddush in preparation to get to the Suda, will not be considered a hefsek regarding the Kiddush. So we took care on Kiddush, we took care on spending the time after Kiddush, and now, Baruch Hashem, Sigivon Nacht, Tzeisak Echovin. So what is the first thing you're going to do? Urechatz. Urechatz before Karpas. So if you have a Seder, you should know, by Ungerish Eden, the Sadakatchila, by us in Lubavish, everybody washes their hands before Karpas. Over in the world, is there Ongenumen, by the Rebbe big Seders, that only the leader of the Seder washes the end before Karpas, because mainly the washing of the end is also Latmiya Satinoikas. They should ask, they should wonder what happened, Ma Yoy Mi Yomayim, why are we washing, and other reasons why we are careful on washing the hands. So you do it, you have the leader of the Seder washing the hands, and everybody else would wash when it comes to matzah. This is in the public Seder, as I mentioned before, this is not something that we're going to conduct in our own homes, when we're leading our own private story, when there's time for everybody to wash. Karpas is something which has to be at night, because Karpas is the introduction for the Manishtano. And this is a part of the mitzvah of Laila. So you're going to start by giving everybody karpas and make the boy pri adama. You do the yachatz, again, the leader of the Seder. Magid, so as I said before, the drushes of Meshach Obgizok. And you shared some of the jokes that you heard, the anecdotes, and you still have maybe more to say, but we are trying to get to the main parts. The Rebbe wanted us to be mezaki eaten with the mitzvah of achilas matzah, which is the iraisa, and as we saw in the video before, the Rebbe telling the two bochrim, make sure that you send over matzah deer. This is Purim cotton. This is shishim yom lifnei achag. That's what we saw, right? So this is for us the leading point. So now that you did yachat and you came to Magid, so you say Manishtano. Some of the kids could have said Manishtano earlier, but now you're going to re-say Manishtano because now it's an Iker mitzvah salayla. So you say Manishtano, and here comes a very important question. You made Kiddush, right? Yili. We separated Kiddush from the rest of the Dalet Kaisas. What and how are you going to drink now the Dalet Kaisas up? So we know that when it comes to Pesach night, Dalet Kaisas is not Dalet Kaisas. The Gemara has a problem with Dalet, a problem of Zugois, and all kinds of issues. And what does the Gemara say? That every kais of Pesach is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. It's a mitzvah on its own. There is no four cups. There is one, plus one, plus one, plus one. This is how the Seder night works. And every one of those cups also requires an amira. You have to say something over it. It's not just drinking. Keseh shchatnu global not four cups. Everything, this is the word Seder, has to come in an organized manner. So usually, how do we do it? You make Kiddush on cup one, and you say Agoda on cup two, and benching on cup three, and Birkas Hashir, which means it's the last two chapters of Hallel, and Birkas Hashir, which is Nishmas, and Ishtabach, you say on fourth cup. But though, Meshen Gitrun Mach Kiddush, so how are you going to now divide the four cups? So there is a solution for that too. Remember, what was our source regarding separating Kiddush from the rest of the four cups? What was the scenario in Halacha we used? We used a situation in Halacha, a case where somebody does not have wine for Kiddush. So we see that there is something called Kiddush without using four cups, right? This is what we used before. So the Noi Nevi Yehuda takes that Halacha a step further. The Noi Nevi Yehuda wrote a goes on the Shulchan Aruch called Dogel Mirvava. And he says, so what happens, the person who did not have wine, and he made Kiddush on matzah, and said, I'm becoming a gas with a shein and flash of wine, and he says, here we got wine. Or, Hashem avatar basoda, you find suddenly, oof, actually I do have wine. So what do you do now? So the Nevi Yehuda gives a etzah, and he says, let's take the agoda and divide it into two. And this is what he says in Tov Pei Gimel, regarding this halacha. And he said, you should say the agoda until Shibud LeGeula. Usually we start the name of the phone of Aleluko and you start the last two chapters of Halel. You say till Shibud LeGeula, you make a beira priyagof and you drink cup one. Then you fill up cup two and you say the first two chapters of Halel. Without me, the birkas haGeula, asher go'olam ve'goas haBiseinu, ken yagienu, and you drink cup two. So you drank both cups in an order. You had an amira on every one of the cups. And you fulfilled the Seder, the mitzvah of the first two of the four cups. Nachon? Huh? And then, so this process, if you follow the procedure, it shouldn't have taken too long because of Shingi Darshan, Shingi Zungan Asach, and you are able to start in not more than 20 minutes or a little more, you are able to get to the matzah. And the mitzvah of matzah is the mitzvah sayoyim, this is the deraisa that you're going to have everybody wash and eat matzah. and a kazayis of matzah, and then go over to the moroir, and then go over to the koirech, etc. This is basically the kitzer, that concept of doing, which we call here a iuli seder. So again, the iuli seder is one point to it. It shouldn't be confusing at all. There's one point to it. The point is, what's the point? That you're separating Kiddush from Dalet Kaisas. This is it. That's it. So once you make Kiddush, you can do a lot of this stuff, mainly eating, and also, as I said before, Bechlal, like Rabbi Jacobson mentioned before, you're dealing with various types of communities. I was never, in my days as a Bocher, Russia was not open yet. The first group to Ladispoli was by Haverim, Yossi Halik, Gutman. They went, the Mamish, when it opened up. But that was it. So I don't know how it works in those areas, but I saw emails from Shluchim who say, Rabbi, no one is walking the streets. There is no light poles. So if you do it late, there's nothing to it. Nothing is going to happen. Good. So we're dealing with situations. We're dealing with different circumstances. But I can tell you from my experience, in my Mokem HaShlichas, there's all kinds of Yidden too. Somehow, most of them have a shtickle imagination, or maybe even experience how Pesach is supposed to be conducted. And they know that you say things, and it takes time to get to the food, and they want to hear the manishtano, they want to sing Dayenu. So don't assume that it's chaplap, they're coming for the food and they're ready to run. It's nicht richtig. Maybe in very forsaken places. In many communities, specifically in America and probably in Europe, is the same. People want to have and they are ready to have a Pesach Seder experience. More or less, but they want to have something. So don't wash it off. Don't wash it off at all. Do it, and do it right. If you have to start early, this is a suggestion. Agoda, I already mentioned what's the Iker Agoda, and you can look it up also in Shulchan Aruch. In addition, in Simen Tov Pei Dalet, which I call the Simen for Public Zdorim, the Alter Rebbe only mentions the concept of telling them the Agoda Beloshen Shei Mevinim or Yefarish Leim or Inyan, the concept. But there is earlier the Alter Rebbe is Mitzayin there, to Tov Ayin Gimel, there you're going to find Taka, what and how is considered Iker HaGodel, like I mentioned before. The Ingeman, the Bocher, I'm sorry, which is conducting a public Seder and wants to make the Seder later on his own. So I want to share with you a few halachas that you have to be aware of. First of all, if you don't make a Seder, now, so first of all, if you can't eat, remember that. Sometimes you get involved and you don't pay attention. Once the shkia arrives, you can't eat before Kiddush. If you're going to conduct your own Seder, you're going to have to wait for later. Don't eat. Number one. Number two, you can make Kiddush for someone else if there's no one there who knows how to do it, and you don't drink from the wine. You do it for them. And you can give to somebody else drink from it. There's no requirement that everyone should need to sip from the wine. But again, there's no Iker Adin requirement that you have to drink. So you can conduct Kiddush and give it to somebody who knows, or give it to somebody else to drink of. When it comes to the brachas, alachilas matzah, alachilas moreh, usually the way we do it on Mifzayim is we say it with the person together, which is like a way to do it. But Bechlal, you can be moitzi. In all those brachas, you can be moitzi, you crowd with you making the bracha for them, even though that you're not benefiting personally from the food. Bechlal, the Dovda Achilik, that everyone knows, when it comes to make a bracha for somebody else, there's a difference between Birkas HaNenim and Birkas HaMitzvah. For Birkas HaNenim, which is for food and drinks, since you not responsible for someone else to eat. It's a personal choice. So there is no obligation for you to make sure that he eats, and you cannot include him in your bracha. There's no arvas for birkas anelin. Unless you eat together with them, so you can make a bracha for him and include him in your bracha. Birkas ha-mitzvahs, by mitzvahs, the halacha is that kol Yisrael ha-reibim zalazeh. So by mitzvahs, you can make a bracha and include someone else in your responsibility, in your obligation, in his obligation, and therefore you can make a bracha for him. So you should know that this is the way also it works by the brachas which are a part of the Seder. So we went through the Seder generally. I think that they want us to go a few more minutes before Rabbi Kotlarsky comes back. Right up now. A few more minutes. Yes, I will share a little bit of a gola. Okay. So I'm going to go through a few things of a gola. You have in the booklet, there is a shiur from the Rav Farkash from Yerushalayim, Father of Zayin, which he gave in Russia years ago, and it ended up in one of the emails, so you have it in the booklet. So you have basically, I'm going to give you the 3-minute crash course in Agola. Yesoida, Yesoida, Ve'amud HaChokmas, we just started Rambam, in Ilchas Agola, is what? Echsheiroi, Kederech Tashmishoi. That's how you do it. That you kasher an item the way you use it. Why? It's based on a logic. What's the logic? The logic is keboiloi kach ponto. That the way a keli absorbs something in his walls, so too it's going to release it. So mimele, this is the first thing that you all have to know. This is the foundation and the principle when it comes to galas kelim. The method, the way the keli absorbed, that's how it's going to release. So when you see, and you saw kashering by having a big pot of water, the boiling water is specifically used to put into it kelim which were used for cooking, and or by irui or klisheni, all that gets included in the pot on the boiling water, because the way the chametz or the dovar isu was absorbed, was keboiloi, was the way, it was aloesh. But then we have a kalim, which the way they absorb is not through liquid. They absorb directly through fire. You can't take a baking pan and put it in a pot of boiling water. The way I absorbed the dovar osur was not through water. So how are you going to put me to water and the water is somehow going to cause me to release what is contained in me? So comes Allah and says, when it comes to Agola, that all those items which absorb through Eish, Ta'aviru Be'eish, which is called in Allah Libun. So Libun is a complicated possibility when it comes to Machshus and Kelim, because the Alter Rebbe tribe, when it comes to Libun, Allah says that it has to be which means you have to make it so hot that if you give it a scratch or you give it a bang with a hammer, it's going to be flying sparks. And how, if you do it through your ovens, you're going to end up with no oven. So obviously it's very difficult. So basement as in the world is a great machlekes all the way to the Reino Zeh, a machlekes in the Minchas Yitzchak, because the Rabbi Yerushalayim, a Rabbi, and the Moshe and Igles Moshe, whether or not we say by our oven the principle of Keboiloi Kach Poltei. The Moshe somehow he brings that the Lashon Keboiloi Kach Poltei is never applied to Libun. Hey, doctor. And therefore, it's very difficult to be Machshir a oven since you need Libun Gomor. And Libun Gomor you can't make to an oven without destroying it. So there are poskim which will tell you, you can't kasher your oven for Pesach. But then, the Minchas Yitzchak hears, there was a Yid in London, Rav Avraham Rappaport, got a Chassidische Brider, Rabbeinu Rappaport, the Russian Yidin, and he somehow didn't end up, I think, as an official Lubavitch of Chassid, but he was a Dayan Rappaport in England, and he wrote a whole kutres about kashering a oven, and he discussed it with our Weiss. And the Minchas Yitzchak was in the opinion, nay, as miken zon keboi lekach poltoi also when something is absorbed through fire. Mimele, If you ask in your own homes, it's a separate discussion. But if you come in a place that you're going to need to kasher the ovens, and it happens, I'm sure that you are prepared. You're going to, in certain places, you're not going to get catered food. You're going to have to kasher your oven. I myself got last year a few phone calls from Galite Bochrim who went to college towns, and all, even America, and they only had mamish a couple of hours before Pesach to kasher the oven, to warm up the food, to cook food. So you have to be prepared. So to be aware, we are going to rely on Shita Sapaskim, which says that Keboilei Kachpoltoi also works by Eish. And therefore, how was the oven Boilea when you baked in it? The Dovar Osu, how was it Boilea? On 350, on 400, right? That was the Blie. The oven wasn't Boilea to the Tzoytzeis Nidzim Imenu. So Keboilei Kachpoltoi is going to do it as follows. First of all, you're going to create the oven to turn over from an oven which contains in it a fresh taste of Dovar Osur into a distasteful taste called a noisein tam lepgam. Usually we need to wait 24 hours. Again, in some places they're not going to give you the chance to wait 24 hours. So you can rely on opinions in Halacha, which all that when you're using detergent and different, especially those oven cleaning materials are very Poigim of the quality to be Poigim, anything which is contained here. So by cleaning the oven without using heat yet and washing it over with detergent, with soap, you already gave it the status of a noisen tam lepgam. And once you gave it a noisen tam lepgam and the oven is clean, there's no mamoshes iser. Because again, in a golem, mamoshes iser, substantial iser, does not get removed even in the best case scenario. So once it's cleaned, you're just gonna turn on the oven on the highest temperature, whether it's 400, 500, I'm not talking about a self-clean oven, but can reach 900 degrees. Obviously, if you have a self-clean oven, it's a mamish good, according to some opinions. But you're gonna raise it on the highest temperature, and that will give you an oven kosher lePesach, at least according to the Minchas Yitzchak, which works. It was never Beilea through Nitzoytzeis Nitzim, to fiery sparks. Once you clean the oven, when you put in your food, so this is very important. The grades, if there are grades in the oven, depends what kind of place you go and how commercial the oven is, the grade should be covered. You can always use a double layer of silver foil. It's very practical to separate the connection of even the baking pans that you're going to be using for baking and cooking the covered yom tov. So cover it, cover the grates, and then if you cover the aluminum pans, you know, the disposable pans, you cover it with silver foil, ostegimach zeyer gut, and it's going to be kosher lePesach, for them to eat and for you to eat and to enjoy a proper shulchan oilach. This is as far as the ovens. Cantors is the same thing. We have a big issue with cantors. The aloha from cantors is aloha in shulchan oilach, which talks about shulchanos. What's the problem with tables? The Alter Rebbe says that the problem is the fact that food was spilled on it, chametz was spilled on it, a dovar osa was spilled on it, that I'm not so worried about. Because even if it was spilled, you can always pour out water, mayim roitchin, especially if you let the water plugged in to a plug, you can have a big, kettle, and let the water run over the canter, that should help. But the problem is that many times on those canters, in the place that you're going to make a seder, carried on them, like in our homes, something which Allah calls a dovar gush. Ashtik, non-kosher flesh, salad item, even a pizza. A dover gush, zokt alocha, even when you remove it from the fire, it carries the status of a clear vision. That's the nature of a dover gush. The walls of the gush means salad, the nature of it that contains the fire, because it's solid, because there is a substance there, it doesn't let the fire to get released and removed. It keeps it, it carries it further. Dover gushin akli rishin. Therefore, if you put it on the counter it absorbs from akli rishin. I'm finishing in a moment in your man. So therefore,
we'll take a picture right after
this. Right. Just two more minutes. So therefore, because the counters are absorbed from akli rishin, so you're gonna have to take a counter when I'm looking in a temple of my roitchin to make an akli rishin, which is obviously impossible. So it's gonna be very difficult. Therefore, it's Erev Pesach, and you are rushing, and you have a lot of responsibilities. Again, in your own home, as I said before, Einai Nechal, Einai Nechal, Einai Nechal. Here, in these specific places, you're going to rely on the Eterim, which is given by great Poiskim. You're going to pour out water, clean it up and pour out water, Irui. And then you cover the counters with a double or triple layer of silver foil. Silver foil is going to be one of the no blood touching counters. It's made usually of chasina, of even, you can't blood touch it. So you're going to pour out water and cover it good, put some tape around so the kalim and the food that you are using for Pesach do not come in contact with the counter. And that again will help you a lot and assist you in doing your Pesach, your preparations, kefiat zoynach. This is generally the most important things. I don't think anybody's going to kasha glasses here. I don't think anybody's going to kasha spoons and plates here. You're going to get a lot of disposables. And if you go to an area which there is no, what they call in Hebrew, chat pe'ami, so make sure you bring it with you from here, from America. That's going to make your Seder much, much easier and the preparations easier, etc. This is boy from Klali. If anybody has further questions, I'm staying here. Last year I ran home. I had a baby a few days before the lecture, but now I'm going to stay here. Or you can contact Adel Rabbanim. And again, a gracious shakar for the opportunity. And looking forward, should we take some questions? Or okay, maybe I'm going to be around here. So if you want to ask, don't let people are hungry for supper, and we need the picture too. Eshkoya Rabbi Kaplansky.
Stay in your seats a minute. Just 1 minute. I wish I could. First, I would like to thank. We tried to make it very, very practical this year. So we brought you somebody that gave you a course in homiletics, gave you a course how to look for chametz, and the Rabbi Jacobson is going to give you a course, gave you a course on how to look for chametz in yourself. But we do have Bedikas chametz sets that are going to be here for you. Take only one for a group, because if you look for the chametz asher bekirbecha, this little candle is not enough. You must have at least a havdalah candle with 18 branches. So only take one of them. And there's also those that are taking meat. The meat is outside in the truck. There's going to be a table here with Dvar Malchus, with Haggadahs. And those that are going to the Ukraine, you will get an envelope. But those that are going to a couple of other places, we will give you some money to be able to buy yourself some food here. But you'll have to speak to Shneya. Now, I want to thank Rabbi Yossi Jacobson for his wonderful words today and his explanations. I want to thank Rabbi Farkash for schlepping Zachim from Washington. And, Your honor, our pleasure. And for coming in and for delivering it so practically. And I want you to know what you heard from him today counts towards your smicha feher. So whoever doesn't have smicha yet could use that. I want to thank Shneya Najjar for... I want to thank my brother Mendel for putting up with everything. And Lucas, I want to thank you. You don't deserve a thank you. Going on Shlichus is the biggest chus that you could have. But I'm going to thank you for going dressed cleanly, making sure you take a shower every day. I'm going to thank you for making sure that your hygiene is good. I'm going to thank you for greeting everybody that you come in contact with, the save upon the Yofis. And as Rabbi Jacobson said, we're not Breslov, but it is very, very positive, Lias Pesimcha. And if you don't believe in what you're selling, you can't sell it. So you have to believe in the Rebbe, you have to believe in the Rebbe, you have to believe in wanting to touch another soul and igniting another soul and stemming the tide of assimilation in the world. Says that the Rebbe brings in the Agadah that B'Shem Arizal, that the Agadah is to be read B'Koyl U'B'Simcha. And Gadda Rabbi Yaakov Katz, Rabbi Yanko Katz, used to read Agadah by the Rebbe. It was definitely B'Koyl. Can't tell you about the Simcha.
He made other people
B'Simcha. I remember one year, you have to know how you zetz the Agadah also. There was one year when no one was by the Seder, and he said, and with this I'll finish, he said, in Nishmas, which was a very serious moment by the Rebbe, were only five of us there except for the people sitting by the Seder that year. And he said, V'chol eis tzor ovid tzuka ein lonu melech elot elekei rishenim. So it's very important that she should know how to zetz the Agadah. But he was a very tired Yid. Yitrat by night, Yitrat of Shiur Aleph, he walked into the Rebbe and he gave the Rebbe a signed checkbook. And he told the Rebbe, whenever you need anything, you could have it. And he was the only one that the Rebbe chose a lulav and esrog for. And that every erev Rosh Chodesh, the Rebbe would call him on the telephone and ask him if he has something to give over by the oil. So the man had a lot of schusim. Ziyei zichri baruch. But with avisim v'itzazetz and agada. The picture will be taken this year in this corner. There'll be 5-6 rows, and we will, sardines are kosher l'Pesach, so you could all stand together if you get it with the right action. Stand close together and we'll be able to take the picture. Shneya, how are you setting it up?
Yeah.